This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's Friday, and that means time for a special pre-Memorial Day version of Silicon Tally. This week, my guest, a familiar voice to the public radio crowd, Kai Ryssdal, host of Marketplace. Kai, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I was born ready, pal.
2,000 searches a second.
That is how many people are looking for information on whether or not I am going to quit Marketplace. Because if you go to Google and you type in Kai Ryssdal, like the third entry is leaving Marketplace.
I'll give you the chance right now to set the record straight.
I am not. I'm staying.
All right. Well, PetMatch, I don't know if you've heard of this.
It's a mobile app
that lets you search a database for adoptable pets that look like your recently deceased pet.
Oh, no. That's twisted. That's like the clone your pet movement from a couple of years ago.
But, you know, if you end up by mistake killing the neighbor's cat, I suppose.
All right. We're not going there. All right. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 million is the number. It is denominated in people. Ready, go.
The number of Snapchat users who will regret ever having used Snapchat in 2 to 3 years.
Infinity. Yeah, no. It is, in fact, a user number. It is the number of paid users that Spotify has.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. They've got like 40 million users and
exactly.
Only 10 million.
10 million are paying, 30 million are listening to the ads.
All right, I got one more for you.
Okay, hit me.
1,000 cocktail recipes.
I don't even know.
Well, you're a beer guy, right?
I am a beer guy. Yeah, I don't know. Can I surrender?
You can surrender. It's BarroBot. It is an open source cocktail mixing robot that fits 12 bottles and can make 1,000 different cocktails. The question is, does it know when you're overserved?
And also the question is why?
So you're not going to support it on Kickstarter?
I am not. That's not where my money is going. All right, here's my kicker, if you will. It's actually -1.9%. And I will just give you a little hint. It harks to my origins as a business journalist.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. It's a little tough. I'm sorry.
Okay, so -1.9%.
-1.9%.
Okay, that helps. But the 0.9 makes it much more clear. Yes. No, you got me. I got nothing.
It's from Best Buy, and it's the number out this week. On same store sales over a year ago, they are down 1.9% in the first quarter because everybody's hanging on for the new gadgets that are coming out this fall.
This is a growing problem.
And you can make the case that it's, you know, good for pent-up demand, and then in the fall it'll all be great. But right now, not so good.
Are you holding out for just the next iPad, or are you waiting for Google Glass to get cooler?
First of all, I can't do the Google Glass thing, and I'm due for an upgrade on my iPhone on the 1st of June, and I'm buying, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Kai Ryssdal. Kai, thank you very much, sir.
Anytime.
Don't forget, there's a listener version of Silicon Tally. We'll tweet our scores out if you do. We're at Marketplace Tech, and you can play along at marketplacetech.org.